get on this record. The world is getting to be a strange place. A lot of crazy things are happening. A lot of questions need to be asked. A lot of puzzles need to be put together. And here are all the pieces that you're going to get from one man right here on The Big Puzzle with your host, the one and only man from Canada, Mr. Barry Ritz.
Well, good day, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to this Sunday afternoon edition of The Big Puzzle. My name is Barry Prince. I'm coming to you live from my kitchen here in northern British Columbia, broadcasting through shakeandwakeradio.com and being simulcast on the Truth Be Told Radio Network. Welcome to the show, and I always like to start the shows off a little plug for the station. Guys, we are run by viewer support, so if you like what they're doing and some of the content they're bringing forward, please reach in and maybe buy them a coffee every month. They'd much, much appreciate it. And a little coffee here and a little coffee there, and all of a sudden they've got a pot of coffee. So if you can do that, great. Welcome to my friend Roger Landry. I mean, anybody that's listened to my shows over the last 3 or 4 years knows all about Roger and what he brings to the table. Always great having a conversation with the man. And I know there's some stuff that he wants to get off his chest today, but what else is new? So I'm going to plug the batteries in and I'm going to let them go, guys. Here we are. Welcome to the show, Roger.
Still have to work on putting them batteries in. It hurts.
I got them in the right, buddy. I got them in. I got them in. Click, click.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Barry. It's always a pleasure to be with anybody who considers that information is vital today. More than at any point in history, information is vital today. Whilst the governments that we all live under, whether it's Canada, the United States, or any place else damn near on the planet today, are doing their best to keep vital information from you, information that you need not only to succeed, but even to live in what is the biggest catastrophe this planet has literally ever seen. People like Barry and the Liberty Beacon Project, we strive to make sure that you have that information to our best possible ability. And in that fashion, I would like to thank you once again, Barry. Hello?
Hello, Barry. Barry.
I'm sorry, guys. I had my mic muted. Bang. I'm going to my corner. always good to have you in, Roger. And I know that I read a bit of that article. I didn't get it all, but I got about 90% of that article you just wrote. And I listened to a bit of your conversation with Chuck O'Chelly. And let's talk about that.
Well, as a basically, priority today. That was the hint that I gave at the beginning of the show, whereby we're talking to people across the planet. And for anybody who thinks that our reach is only Canada or the United States, it's not true. Although there are people out there that would have you believe that. We do have a very, very broad reach. Yesterday alone, I talked to someone in Finland. I talked to someone in Poland. I talked to someone in England. I talked to someone in Australia. And I talked to someone in Canada. So if you stop to consider what I just told you, the reach they are telling you we don't have, we actually do. Why is that so important? Because what you see unfolding, and this is what the show with Chuck was about, this is what the article I wrote, the intro article for that show was all about, and what I will probably put in the intro article for this show, which I will publish on the Liberty Beacon tomorrow, is this. You are living through the biggest farce, the biggest lie, the most destructive actions ever taken by humanity against humanity. This isn't to say that in our history, because we know better, there hasn't been tyranny. We know for a fact that 60 million people were killed, in the Soviet Union, in Russia, when they went through their Bolshevik revolution. We know that Mao was responsible for anywhere from 60 to 100 million people dying. We understand that tyranny exists, but these were areas of concentration. This was either in Asia, this was in Eurasia, this was in Europe, if you're talking about Hitler, so on and so forth. What we are looking at today is a coordinated effort by less than 1% of the population to enslave and or eliminate 90 to 99% of the population because we're considered to be worthless or useless eaters. We have no place in their future. As a matter of fact, we are a detriment to this planet. You have to understand that there are researchers across the planet screaming at the top of their lungs, and there are articles on the Liberty Beacon stating that there are over 10,000 world-renowned doctors and researchers flat out stating what everybody is screaming about that's killing the planet is the freaking cold or the flu. It's been renamed and it's been repurposed. Repurposed for what? To put you in a state of fear to the point where you will take a vaccine, which is not a vaccine. It's a bioweapon. What's it going to do? Why are you look, you listen to people like me telling you how bad this is. And you look around and you say, yeah, there's people that have died from it. Yeah, there's people that have come down with this and that from it. But I don't see the mass death that you're talking about. You're absolutely right. Let me explain something to you. If everybody who took it died within the first month, they would have stopped this 2 months into it. It's 18 months later, and they're still giving it. They're still giving it, and they're still forcing you to get it, whether it's by mandate or coercion or by loss of your standard of living or loss of your lifestyle. It doesn't matter. You're being coerced into taking something that already has, listen to me because this is a fact, not a guess, already has the destructive power of every single vaccine ever used in the history of mankind times 10. This is what's happening. So you explain to me why this isn't 100, 1,000 times bigger than World War II. 100, 1,000 times bigger than the Bolshevik Revolution. 100 to 1,000 times bigger than Mao taking over China. And I could go on and on and on through with every tyrant throughout history. None of it compares to what you're looking at now. It doesn't even come close. Because the fact here is they use guns and bombs. What's being used today is fear, the mechanism of fear and coercion. And what they are doing is they are vaccinating an entire planet with something that absolutely, beyond a shadow of a doubt, is the most destructive pharmaceutical product ever turned loose on humanity. When I tell you that the COVID-19, not vaccines, but that's what they call them, vaccines, when the jabs are responsible for more deaths and damage to humanity than every single vaccine in history combined times 10, why the hell are they still giving it to you? Why are they still threatening you if you don't get it? Why are they shutting your life off if you don't get it? Why are these things being done when the last vaccine that crossed 50 deaths, the H1N1 in the 1970s, was pulled from the market as being too dangerous for humanity? The death toll or the crippled for life toll from the COVID-19 vaccines is already in the millions. It's not 50, but you damn right well better take it, or we're going to make your life so miserable you're probably going to go out and commit suicide. Then we still succeeded, didn't we? How am I getting this wrong, Barry? How?
Roger, every time we talk about this, I can feel the anger and the passion in your voice. We all feel the same thing now, Roger. I know that I have a hard time talking to people now. I really do. I have to control my anger because I'm looking at a society that just some people just refuse to see the trees for the forest. It's very, very frustrating. But in the same mouthful, my friend, I honestly believe that we're starting to turn the corner on this. Honestly believe that the House of Cards is about to fall. And one of the reasons that is because information is starting to get out. It's information like you're sharing right now with people. I challenge you to prove anything that Roger is saying wrong. And we think about, you know, the shows we've done in the past, Roger, how we've talked about vaccines and how the numbers on vaccines over the years we know have been fudged to protect the public from hearing that information, which, of course, would blow the vaccine right out of the water. If people really knew, now, if we take that into context and think about that being multiplied by 10, we're, like you said, we're looking at the most perfect bioweapon ever developed. We do not know. They do. I honestly believe these evil people, and I'll call them that, behind the curtains, know what the long-term effects are going to be, but the human race has no idea what's about to happen to them. I believe also, Roger, that they've created this in a certain way, like you said. If people got vaccinated and all started dropping dead, there'd be a major outcry. But if you were to develop this in such a way that it really didn't start affecting people, say, to 8 months to a year, maybe even a little bit longer, and you knew that was the time frame, it'd be a perfect weapon to unleash, because the time they do start seeing the major effects of this, it's going to be into so many people's arms that it's going to get past the point of no return. What a way to kill a population, Roger. It's absolutely insane. It is. Go ahead.
Stop and consider what we both just said. Again, if everybody started dropping dead within hours or days or even months after receiving this, it would have been stopped a long time ago. The outrage on this planet would have been 1,000 times what you're seeing today. What we are looking at is a spike protein that will, over time, cause damage to the immune system. Every time, listen to me. Every time you get a shot, you add another 150 days of spike protein manufacturing in your body. What you need to understand is, as Barry said, and I said, they can't kill you off right away. So what do? They put a component in your body that over time, and this is meant to, you've got 150 days of destroyed immunity. The spike protein literally takes your immune system to its knees. And when you get the first shot, 150 days later, about a half a year later, you notice you got to get a second one. And then about 150 days later, you got to get a third one. And then you got to get boosters every 6 months after that. Why? And pretty soon, you actually, they're already stating the boosters should probably come at about 3 to 4 months at the most. What you're talking about is your immune system being brought to its knees and kept on its knees. Absolutely. And when you've got this much of the spike protein in your body and it centers in your heart, it centers in destroying your heart and causing mitochondrial infarction, causing brain aneurysms, causing liver damage and failure, causing this doesn't happen in a week. It doesn't happen in a month. It probably doesn't happen in a year, but over a period of 3 to 4 to 5 years, and some would say it could last up to 10 years, depending on how many boosters you get, we're going to see a mass die-off of humanity, and very little of it will ever be blamed on COVID-19. It will be blamed on heart failure, sudden rise in heart failure. It'll be blamed on brain aneurysms. But the biggest one nobody's talking about, and it needs to be talked about because the spike protein will enhance this beyond belief. They have found, researchers have found, that people who have gone through remission, people who have been cured of cancer, people that were dying of cancer, had gone through all of their treatment, had finally been told they were, guess what, cancer-free, when they got their COVID shots.
Boom.
Boom. There's your cancer back again. What we're going to see is an explosion of terminal cancers across this planet, an explosion of heart failures, an explosion of death by brain aneurysms. That's where blood vessels, due to blood clots, blood clots, my God, the COVID vaccine, my God, we're going to start seeing brain aneurysms on a rise like we've never seen before. You will see a concerted effort to tell the world that something else must be going on, because that's not COVID doing that. No, they're absolutely right. There absolutely was never a SARS-CoV-2 virus. No nation has ever been able to show proof it exists in any purified form. So they're going to be right. It's not caused by COVID. It isn't. It's caused by what you were forced to take for the pretend COVID via the mechanism of absolute fear. Again, Barry, where have I got this wrong?
You're spot on, Roger. You know what really, really, really tears me apart about this is I'm coming at our children. And that is something that we're going to talk about here for a few minutes. But I know Steve wanted to add something real quick. So I'll let you add it, Steve, while Roger's on a two-second break here. Because once he gets going again, it's like I said, the Duracell buddy. So what did you want to say there, Steve?
I know. He's taking a deep breath. Roger, I caught last week earlier on, the middle of the week, somewhere in there. I don't know whether it was a video or an article, but it said something to the effect that myocarditis prior to 2021 was, there was like 6 cases in America. Mm-hmm. And since this year, the last 11 and a half, 12 months, there's been like 11,000 cases. Do you know if that's an accurate description or?
I would tell you it's not only accurate, but again, everybody out there who puts out these type of numbers usually errs to the side of caution. I would tell you it's probably in excess of 20,000. And I would also tell you that we have hardly ever, ever seen this in younger children. We haven't. Mm-hmm. But today, how many of our young men, because they will suffer this at a far higher rate than our young women will, but how many of our young men are we seeing? Oh, look, there was a story I saw yesterday about a soccer player. Guess what? Yeah, he had just been vaccinated. He fell on playing while he was playing on the field. How many athletes have you heard about? Yeah, they've just been vaccinated, and now all of a sudden they've got blood clots, they've got heart problems, they've got brain aneurysms. And again, this is in the younger and what is supposedly the healthier. Let me explain something to everybody listening out there. If you are 10 years old, your ability to shake the flu off, your ability to shake a cold off, your ability to shake pneumonia off is 99.98%. In other words, there ain't a whole hell of a lot of these people dying from this if they're 20 years old or under. They're just not. But if you look at what Steve just said, they're admitting it over 11,000. I would tell you it's over 20,000. But take a look at the demographic. Take a look at who's dying. These are the ones that don't die from these things, but all of a sudden they are. What is the one common denominator? Let me explain something to everybody out there. This is how you figure out what is causing an issue. Let's say only one child, the age of 10, dies of a heart attack. One child, okay, out of 1,000. And then all of a sudden, you've got 50 children. Then all of a sudden, you've got 100 children. Then all of a sudden, you've got 300 children dying of heart attacks over a very short period of time. What the researchers do is they do a lot of digging into exactly what they were doing that may have caused this. Then they look for a commonality. What do you think the commonality is?
Three guesses. Roger, question in chat. Is it safe to have vaxxed people in your house for Christmas if you're unvaxxed?
I would tell you...
Just a brief question in chat.
I hate like hell to even answer that question, but I'm going to give it to you straight, okay? This vaccine is, or this jab, is transmissible. That's an absolute fact. Because there are already women who were not vaccinated who have lived with or been in close contact with individuals, male or female, who were vaccinated and all of a sudden their menstrual cycle is off the chart. They're 40 years old. They plan on it. They've lived with it for 25 years, 30 years, okay, depending on when they matured. They know what to expect, and now they're getting blood clots. Now it's not happening when it's supposed to. When it does, it's 10 times the flow they normally had, and these women were not vaccinated. But they lived in a house where husband or whatever were vaccinated. I will tell you that close contact or physical contact, especially sexual contact, is transmission territory. Is it safe to have vaccinated people in your house over the holidays? I wouldn't do it. Now, how good do you think I feel about saying that?
Yeah.
How many Christmases do you think I've just ruined? But it's a question that had to be answered. And I appreciate whoever put it in the chat.
I appreciate you answering that, Roger. And I've heard and read so many reports about what you just hit on that I would say the same thing, that, you know, if they've created a perfect bioweapon that is transmittable amongst humans, they're really kind of achieving their goal of getting this into every human body possible. That's a very, very scary thought. But if it's a reality, we're really in a situation now where it's almost going to be impossible to avoid it. You talked about myocarditis, Roger. The numbers in Ontario skyrocketed. I just read a report from the Ontario Health Department. As of 3 weeks ago, there was 563 now reported cases of myocarditis in Ontario, which is about 10 times approximately the normal over the last 10 years. Hospital of Sick Children in Toronto has now opened up a ward, get a load of this, to deal with strokes in children. There's buses driving around Durham and St. Catharines, Ontario right now.
Kids have heart attacks too.
Yeah, signs going, kids have strokes too. Know the signs. When have we ever, Roger, in the last 50 years that you can remember, or I, or anybody else that's listening to this show, have we ever seen that kind of public service announcement come out of a government about children? It's like you said, Roger, this does not affect children, but the fact that they're coming at these kids with needles right now, buddy, that, believe it or not, brings me to tears, my friend, because they're destroying people. These people are evil entities, Roger, and the only thing that I keep solace in my life being a religious person is I know one day they're going to have to answer to somebody much more powerful, and they are going to pay the price. Go ahead. All I'll say about that is these people are evil, Roger. How can anybody want to put this into a child? What's wrong in our world, buddy?
It's not the last time you're going to say something about it. It's not the last time I'll say something about it. But what I want to do is wake people up just a little bit more to the fact that if you allow the fear to overcome you, then the message coming to you will be what they wish you to believe. If you allow the fear to control your life, you have just given your life to them. Why do I say that? Because people like me, people like Barry, people like Steve, and a lot of other good people that I know, we do some research. And what we found out, and you've all heard me tell the door number one, door number two, door number three story. I'm not going to tell it again. What I am going to tell you is this. If you look at what is going on, then your only question can be, how the hell can this possibly be happening? Let me explain this to you again. A short version, okay? And no, we won't go through the theater in the doors again. Let's talk about what is obviously so insane, but yet a mass majority of people across the planet have been put into the state of fear where they actually believe this. We are talking about, our government tells us, unless we all get vaccinated, a destruction of the largest portion of the population ever seen in the history of mankind. And it will be our fault for not being vaccinated. It will be our fault. Everybody has to, beyond a shadow of a doubt and without exception, be vaccinated. Because if you start giving exceptions, and how many businesses are not honoring these religious exemptions, they're laughing at you, telling you no. Okay, let's put this into, I don't know, a perspective that you've all heard before, but I need, this is like a slap in the face, and I need to slap y'all one more time. And that's a figurative slap, not a real slap. We have about 600 people in Congress in the United States. And how many people don't work for them? And when we are told you will take the vaccine or you will not work, you will not go to the grocery store, you cannot go to church, you will take it or else. You are a danger to humanity if you don't take this vaccine. But yet they go to Congress. Listen to me, and I'll bet it's the same in Canada. They go to Congress, which includes the House of Representatives and the Senate, and they tell them, you guys don't have to take this. Hey, listen to what I just said. Okay, let's put that into perspective. These are the people who run this country. These are our leaders. They run the, I don't know, the financial sectors. They oversee them. They oversee everything, the supply chain. Oh, yeah, they're doing good at that. They oversee the laws, the mandates. These are the people we depend on to keep our society civil. Now, we are in the middle of the most deadly global pandemic the world has ever seen. Is there anybody listening to this? And you've all heard me say it before, so I'll make it short. Anybody listening to this who doesn't think if any of that was even 10% true, that our leaders shouldn't be the first people vaccinated? How the hell can you justify to me telling me that all of our leaders are exempt from the most deadly pharmaceutical product on the planet, but we're not? Tell me. Please tell me. And that's only one inconsistency. There's at least 1,000 of them, but there's a couple real big ones like that one.
Yeah, or how about our fearless leader in Canada right from day one coming forward and telling the Canadian people that the only way out of this global pandemic that's ravaging our society is for everybody to be vaccinated. No ifs, whens, wheres about it. It will protect us and stop the spread. He says that out of one side of his mouth. Then a couple of days later, he comes forward and says, well, guess what, guys? It doesn't stop you from getting it. Doesn't stop you from spreading it. All it's going to do is make you a little bit more comfortable if you do get it. So what side of his mouth am I listening to, Roger? I'm confused. Okay, and that's okay, just one example.
That was my next point.
It's crazy.
I started out with the leaders. Now I'd like to go there. Everybody needs to be vaccinated. Okay, everybody has to be vaccinated because if you're not vaccinated, you're a danger to the person next to you. I think on your last show, I told everybody about the fact. And you just reiterated it, but I'm going to add a little to it. The fact that this vaccine, and it's not a vaccine, this jab, whatever you want to call it, okay, does not keep you from getting COVID-19. It does not keep you from giving COVID-19 because you get it, you can give it. In a real vaccine, what they do is they take a tamed down version, a small version, a tiny bit of an actual virus or a germ, and they put it in your body with other chemicals, and they allow the body to take this drummed down, way down, weakened version and produce antibodies for it. And it trains the body to produce these antibodies when it's exposed to this particular germ. So that going down the road, if all of a sudden you get exposed to it, your body has a main line of defense. That's a vaccine. But with this one, they're flat out telling you it won't keep you from getting it. Okay. It won't keep you thusly from giving it to somebody. Okay. And also, look this up for anybody who – Roger doesn't lie. They also tell you that your viral load could be as much as 200 times or more that of an unvaccinated person. So let me explain something to you. It may make you feel better, but it won't keep you from getting it. It won't keep you from giving it. And you are 200 times more dangerous than somebody who hasn't been vaccinated. Yet you've got a vaccine pass, which means you have the ability to go and super spread this thing everywhere because you have a vaccine pass. So what they are doing is creating the soldiers, the foot soldiers of their destructive army. Everybody who gets vaccinated and is proud to carry their pass around is actually the most dangerous person in your vicinity. How many people will tell you that? Barry's right. It won't keep you from getting it. Barry's right. It won't keep you from giving it. So let me ask you a question. What good is it except to make you the most dangerous person in your immediate vicinity? How many of you know that and understand that? Anybody in your vicinity who is vaccinated is 200 times more dangerous than you are.
Did you hear me, giggling in the background, Rogers? Because I always giggle at the insanity of what's going on.
Man screaming.
No, no. If we don't laugh at this, buddy, it will actually drive us insane. And I find that, people might hear me giggling in the background. I'm just giggling at the insanity of what is actually going on here, and how we're putting this out to people is very, very important.
You know how bad this insanity is? Let me get this out, Barry. I really have to. Okay.
Okay.
This is the insanity we're looking at right now. There have been over six, and I said this on your last show, there have been over 6 billion shots given. I'm not joking. Across the planet. Doesn't mean 6 out of the 8 billion people have been vaccinated. Nowhere near that, okay? Because a lot of people have had 2, 3, 4 shots, especially in areas where the vaccine has good uptake because of the massive fear they've programmed into their population. So we're looking at anywhere from 1.8 to 2 billion people who have already been vaccinated. What we have already seen in 18 months is that this is the most deadly supposed vaccine in the entire history of pharmaceuticals. Not only is it the most deadly, but it is 10 times more deadly than every vaccine administered across the planet combined. I just got done telling you how much this stuff can be transmitted. Even if we succeed, if we all get off our dead butts, get up and say, this is done, it ain't happening no more, we have 2 billion super spreaders out there who are going to tell you, yes, it is, and it's going to continue to happen. We are looking at, over the next 5 to 10 years, a minimum of 50 to 60%, and some say as much as 80 to 90% of the population dying off, even if not one more shot is given. This is already going to happen.
You're muted again, Barry.
Oh, I'm sorry for doing that. I do that so that I don't interfere with the talk, guys. But I'm going to have to move up to the bush, Roger, because everybody around me is vaccinated. Everybody I'm talking to are proud to say, hey, I've got my vax. I've got my booster. Another guy comes in, I just got my booster. Everybody's going for their boosters. People don't realize, Roger, that the next thing that's going to come forward from the pharmaceutical companies making these vaccines, so-called vaccines, is they're going to announce to the public that they're only effective for a certain amount of time, and that this vax passport. Well, I know, but this is what's coming. It's going to come. I mean, some people aren't even aware of that yet. What they're going to do is they're going to have to get the booster to keep their vax pass that they think is their new way to freedom in society active. And if they don't, the vax pass is canceled. That's what's coming next. Then with this Omicron so-called killer virus that's sweeping the world right now, Roger, this is going to blow you away. But CBC came out, our corporate broadcaster in Canada, and I got Wayne Peters sending me the link for this. He says it's true. They actually said that they were having a hard time finding any death related to Omicron. In Canada, 1 death so far. But get a load of this, Roger. Pierre Elliott, their son, our fearless leader, had a meeting with all the prime ministers or all the ministers of all the provinces in Canada about 4 or 5 days ago. And they all came out and announced all kinds of new draconian restrictions at this time of year. Unbelievable what's coming out of the government. But it came out basically the same right across the country. Every province, the same kind of new restriction. Well, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out what's going on here, Roger. But it's based on, right now, this is a fact, only one death in Canada that can be attributed to this new killer virus. Why can't people see what's going on here, Roger? What's wrong with people? It's a joke.
Yes, it is. But if you stop to consider, but it's not the one you laugh at. It's the one you go, are you kidding me? If you to consider when viruses, and they do, when they mutate, and they do, they do get variants. Not only do they get weaker, but they get more transmissible. So they get a little higher transmissibility, but they have a much less physical impact on whoever they infect. So these doctors in South Africa are listening to, check this out on the internet, all of this hype going on about this massively destructive, it's going to kill the whole world off, the Omicron variant, that's it, lock the whole world down again because you're all going to die. These South African doctors are going, what the hell are they talking about? This thing doesn't even treat you as badly as a bad cold does. It hasn't got the knockdown power of a freaking cold. But yet, they're going to use the mechanism of fear and lies to put the entire population that hasn't been vaccinated on notice that either you're going to be scared enough now to get the vaccine, or we're going to use this as leverage to round you up, Australia, and put you in concentration camps. Anybody here doesn't believe that can happen? You ought to take a look at Austria. You ought to take a look at Australia. See what's about to happen in New Zealand. I'm not joking. Concentration camps are already here. When will the one in your neighborhood open its doors? Because if you let it, you've got nobody to blame but yourself. The biggest issue we have right now on this planet is not Omicron. It's not SARS-CoV-2. It's not the vaccine. None of these things compare to this issue. You know what that issue is? The lack of people stepping up and saying, you are destroying humanity and we've had enough of it. There are people waking up all across the planet. It needs to happen at 10 times the rate. The good thing about this is it is picking up steam very quickly. I'm just hoping it's quick enough. I've already told you that because of the vaccines already administered and the ones that will be administered between now and the day when people say this is enough are already enough to kill off at least half of humanity in the next 5 to 10 years. This is already a reality. You can't back away from it. It's already going to happen because those people who took it willingly out of fear so they could protect themselves and their families and keep getting their boosters will keep knocking people like you and I down. If I wanted to have Christmas right now with my family, and I've got 5 brothers and a sister, I've got 4 natural brothers and a sister, but 1 adopted pretty much. If I was to get them all together in my home for Christmas, I would be vaccinated.
I was just going to say the same thing. All my family back east is vaccinated, and I cannot go spend Christmas with them again, Roger. You know what? In Canada here, the government already announced this about 5 weeks ago. They announced that they're spending $50 million to build voluntary self-isolation camps. Okay?
That's what. Watch how long it's voluntary for.
Of course, Roger. I'm getting there in a second. Well, now they just announced that they're spending another $75 million to build additional camps to keep Canadians safe, folks. Are you kidding me, Roger? We are going down, and I have studied history. I'm not a historical buff. I don't understand everything in history, but I've studied Germany enough to understand how they manipulated their public, how they manipulated the people, and what they were doing prior to the start of the Second World War. And you know and I know we're almost carbon copy for everything that Hitler did, and we all know where that ended up. We don't have to discuss everything they did with the control of the press, how they brought in the paper system, show me your papers, old man, blah, blah, blah. But we are so close to that now with these vaccine passports that a lot of Canadians are openly accepting. Boy, are we in trouble, my friend. Go ahead.
This is called, I don't know. Remember the Pied Piper? Remember people talking about how he could play his music and the line of sheep behind him what he would stop at the edge of a cliff and keep continue to play his music as they willfully jumped off the cliff. Why? Because what he was presenting was exactly what they wanted. They wanted that music. It hypnotized them. It made them feel like they were part of something. It made them feel. And so what we are looking at is the, almost the identical situation today, but it's not something that we like that we're following. It's something that we've been made to fear. And anybody who doesn't understand fear is the most productive mechanism ever utilized by mankind to control man's mind. I'm going to say that again. Fear is the most effective tool ever utilized by mankind to control man's mind. You think I'm the only one who knows this? I'm a little smarter than the average bear. I'm 67 years old, and the amount of studying I've done, I work for the military-industrial complex. I spent 28 years traveling this world 80% of every year. I'm far from stupid, but I've got to explain something to you. The things I know are because of what I did. And if I know this, those who literally run this planet not only know it, they've been planning on it. Barry, you started off by saying something like they've been doing this. They've been planning for this for a long time. This has been in the works for well over a decade. We're talking about probably right at the turn of the century. Everybody out there has heard of Event 201. This is where world leaders in research and, medicine and vaccinology and all got together to discuss what would happen if the Gates of the world, the Faucis of the world, all got together and, geez, all of a sudden, everything that they threw into their simulations came up to slap us right in the face. Now, I'm going to explain something else to you that probably most of you wouldn't have figured out. This was supposed to start 5 years ago. It wasn't supposed to start a little over a year ago or almost a year and a half ago. It was supposed to start over 5 years ago because Hillary Clinton is part of that clique, and she was supposed to be the president. And all of this would have come down under Hillary Clinton, who is one of the most evil people the planet has ever seen. It was supposed to come down on her watch. Why do you think they tried to cheat? So you think the cheating was bad when Trump supposedly lost? He didn't. The amount of cheating when Hillary won, when Trump and Hillary ran, the amount of cheating was immense. What they didn't stop to figure out was Americans were tired of the bull crap the progressives were giving them, and they were ready for a Trump. So they didn't plan on him getting as many votes as he actually got. This all was supposed to happen in 2016, 2017, 2018. This would all be done by now. Why the hell do you think they had to make absolutely 100% sure at all costs? And everybody on the planet knows Trump won. Everybody knows that. That's not even a joke. It's a fact. There's actual evidence to prove that. But at any cost, Trump had to be removed from office because he was too sympathetic towards the people.
It's a tragedy that that election is allowing to be stood now, Roger, knowing what we know about the election.
I have no
like
choice.
Trump or not. I hope that something, you know, we're all hoping that that this guy that's running your country right now, who's absolutely destroying your country, something can be done to put a halt on it. We know you have your midterms coming up next year, and that will be, of course, a turning point. But, boy, the damage he's doing to your country. Well, Roger, I can't believe that Americans are still sitting on their hands, a lot of Americans.
Well, like a lot of Americans are getting very tired of it, but let's take a few ticks on that, okay? Let's talk about prior to any of the SARS-CoV-2 crap happening. Let's talk about the United States had resurged as the number one country on the planet. Our military had been vamped And it, not that it wasn't good before that, but Trump made it a hell of a lot better. We didn't kowtow to the Putins. We didn't kowtow to the Z's. We didn't kowtow to anybody. And now, since Joe Biden took office, oh, yeah, and we were also, for the first time in probably close to 80 years, energy self-sufficient. We were producing more gas and oil within our own territories than we were importing, okay, much more. We didn't even need the imports. We were exporting a lot for the first time in a massive amount of history. Joe Biden takes office. Okay, everybody needs to understand that things happen. That he's not responsible for everything, so don't blame him for everything. But let's tick off a few of the things that maybe he should be blamed for. All right? All of a sudden, the day he gets into office, he shuts down a pipeline that absolutely stops drilling for oil on all government, so on and so forth. All of a sudden, the United States becomes energy dependent again. And we've got a president who's begging OPEC to increase production so Americans don't have to pay as much. Why don't you finish the pipeline and open up all of the oil wells and the drilling areas you shut down? No, he goes and begs OPEC. Now, that's the first one. The second one is all of a sudden the most, I don't know, consuming country on the planet when it comes to products has the worst supply chain the planet has ever seen. You go to stores and they remind you of this, of Russia or the Soviet Union when it was about to fall and the shelves were all bare and nobody could get anything, whether it was to eat, even soap, to take a bath. And you go to the American stores and you take a look. We're not quite there yet, but we're headed there. And the way things look, we're probably going to get there. Then you look at the fact that we hadn't seen inflation for even 1 month while Trump was in office. And now we've got the highest inflation since, I don't know, the end of World War II. And I could go on. You've got mandates. Mandates to do what? You want to destroy the military? You tell these guys, and a lot of the people in the military, especially the Navy, the Air Force, where these people require some brains, because they're not just charging somebody with a gun. They're operating nuclear submarines. They're flying jets, the whole nine yards. You're going to tell them that this cold is a deadly weapon, and if they don't get a vaccine that's known to be fatal in far too many cases, or to give you heart attacks or brain aneurysms that will literally knock you to the ground for the rest of your life. If you don't take these vaccines, we're kicking you out. So in other words, you hand somebody a six-shot revolver in the Marines or in the Navy or in the Air Force, and you spin the cylinder and you say, point it at your head, click, okay, you're good, next. So what we're doing, we're watching the destruction of the world's preeminent military. We're watching the destruction of the world's preeminent, I don't know, airlines. We're watching the destruction of the biggest and best, the world's most preeminent supply chain. We're watching, and all of this has happened since Joe Bob got in office. Oh, gee, but don't blame Joe Bob. He's a good dude. Ask Nancy. He's the perfect president for this time.
The best ever, Roger. I mean, what kind of president?
And she's right. He is the best president at this time for this situation. It just
depends. What kind of president leaves $85 billion of your best military equipment in the hands of an enemy? What kind of president does that, Roger? We could run up and down this list because I follow him quite closely. I follow events down there. I don't have the memory that you do, and I don't have notes in front of me. But everything I've seen that man do since he took office, with, of course, the start of the cancellation of the Keystone Pipeline, right off the bat, the attack on American energy, he has just decimated the country in a short period of time. And I know Steve wants to get one more thing in here before you leave today, Steve. Or Roger. So, Steve, would you want to add?
Yeah, Roger and Barry, I was just thinking, what better way to ensure the total destruction when the Chi-Coms attack America than to have tens of thousands of, well, as you mentioned, Navy and Air Force pilots quit and retire?
Or dead. Sure.
Yeah,
and you're absolutely right. Yeah. Not only are you right on that point, but what people also need to consider, and I hate like hell to put Canada in the spotlight here, but what Trump found out and absolutely pushed back against hard was there were hundreds of thousands of Chinese troops invited into Canada by the guy running your country for military exercises on mm-hmm. Canadian territory. You mm-hmm. can tell me anything you want, but if all of this was supposed to happen on Hillary's watch, but Trump won, what we would have had had Hillary been elected and all of these things had happened 4 to 5 years earlier, we would have had a hostile and modern military sitting right above our border, just waiting to crash down through that border with the minimal amount of pushback. How many Canadians knew that?
Roger, you're absolutely right. And just that alone, him training Chinese troops on Canadian soil yep. using our military, if that doesn't get people screaming at the top of their lungs, we're really in trouble. This, Trudeau is the biggest traitor this country's ever seen. I do not have the words, Roger, that I can use here to describe my hatred for that man. But, you know, I believe his time is coming real soon, that we are seeing an awakening. And I agree with you what you said earlier, Roger, that we are starting to see people really start to pay attention. But you're absolutely correct that they needs to happen very quickly because they're really ramping up their games. So, folks, anybody that's going home to visit people or if you're having conversations over the Christmas holidays with your friends and your neighbors, please open up your heart to them. And let them know that we are in a pile of hurt and we cannot stand back and watch this happen, Roger. We can't. Go ahead. This is a war we can't lose, buddy. Go ahead.
2 years ago, 2-3 years ago, when I was doing your show, did you ever, ever stop to think or even consider that a caller or, excuse me, somebody in the chat would ask the question, am I putting myself or my family in danger by visiting relatives who have been vaccinated over the Christmas holiday? When you have people asking that question, that immediately has to tell you the stage of absolute fear and absolute tyranny we're in. And when I, who never thought I would have to even hear that question, have to be the one telling them, destroying their Christmas, destroying their ability to be with their family if they listen to what I say. I have to be the one telling them I wouldn't visit your family if I were you. Not if you want you and your children to live.
Pretty sick, isn't it, Roger? The people that we're dealing with in society.
Barry, it's more than sick. I'm telling you with the amount of people evil. With the amount of people that have already been vaccinated, and it will be 3 billion at least, at a minimum, maybe even 4 billion, half of the population before this is actually brought to a halt. What most people don't understand is the mechanism was designed just in case something like that happened. Correct. What you would have to do is isolate every single individual who had been vaccinated or who had lived with a vaccinated person in those concentration camps in order to ensure the rest of us stayed alive. Did you hear what I just said? Because that's not a joke. It's not us that are going to end up. If we rise up and make this crap go away, you're going to have to take every one of your loved ones and all of the people we care about and put them in a position where they can no longer harm humanity. Stop and think about that. When's the last time anybody had the balls to tell you that?
Can't sugarcoat it anymore, Roger. We can't. We got to get it out there, buddy, and I love your passion. But guess what? The Nova Scotia government just came out with a public health warning that anybody that's been double vaxxed can and should not at all lengths avoid being around people that are triple vaxxed. So think about that one, folks, just for a second. What do you think about that, Roger? What are they trying to say? And like, you know, we only got about 3-4 minutes left here. So I'm going to get your thoughts on that real quick. I'm going to let you share a last thought. And as always, my friend, it is a pleasure to have you in. Like I said, I love your passion. I love your heart. I know where it's coming from. And we're just being driven crazy by what we see going on around us. Last thoughts for the day there, bud.
Last thoughts for the day. You all heard what I just said. We're going to come to the point if we do rise up, or when we do rise up and stop this, where all of your loved ones, all of the people around you who have been vaccinated need to be isolated in order to save your lives and the lives of your children who have not been vaccinated. Stop and think about what I just said. What we are talking about here, what we're talking about is we are at the point right now where we either stand up or there won't be enough of us left. If 2/3 of this planet, or even 50% of this planet, gets fully vaccinated, listen to me, the vaccinated are the biggest danger we have. They carry the highest viral load, and it is hidden under the fact that the vaccine pretty much makes your symptoms invisible. So you don't feel sick. You don't feel bad. You've got your vaccine pass, and you're going to go everywhere and anywhere you used to go. So we will have half the population of this planet being in imminent danger to the other half. Mm. This is where we're headed. Right now, that's not too far away. The question is, can we stop it? And once the deaths start to happen, what do we do with the vaccinated? And if that doesn't make you cry, you're an idiot.
I really don't know what to say with all that, Roger. It's like we're living in a la-la land, but it's not. It's in our face. It's absolutely our sworn duty right now to do everything that we can to educate our friends and neighbors. And the way you do that, folks, is you open up your heart to them. And when your heart talks, they'll know it's real. So try and do that. I know that might sound a little corny, but we're in a situation now we knew this was coming, Roger. We both knew. We've talked about it for years, that there was going to come a time where they were going to completely lock down and clamp down on society. We talked about financial ways of doing it. We talked about viral ways of doing it. And here it is. It's in our face. It's not going to go away, folks. The only way we're going to stop that is, like Roger said earlier in the show, some men really have to grow some testicles. I hate using that word, but it's how else do I describe the lack of courage we see in our society when so much is at risk?
Roger, come to TLV like Talk said, and talk about it.
Please do. Please do, folks. Please get into that platform and support what Roger's doing. One last minute. Roger, where can people find you? Then I'm going to have to let you go for another couple of weeks, but you'll be back.
TheLibertyBeacon.com is the flagship. There are 5 global news websites. TLB Talk is our new social media platform. We'll be putting a big membership push on right after the new year. I hope you'll be one of them. It's a place where you can actually find out the things I'm talking about without getting kicked to the curb or kicked off of Facebook or anywhere else for 60 days, 30 days, or having your account deleted. We are there because this country and even Canada says you have the right to know. So go where you can exercise your right to know. TLBtalk.com. And thank you, Barry. And thank you, Steve.
Roger, we'll see you in a couple of weeks, buddy. Bye for now.
Bye.
Okay, folks, we'll be back in a couple of minutes with Mr. Wayne Peters. And I think Steve's going to play one of my favorite Roy Orbison songs at the break here. Enjoy it, guys, and I'll be back shortly.